Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. I'm going to talk to you about scaling your store with content. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, definitely subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a review of the podcast on the iTunes channel. I appreciate every review. It helps me reach more listeners. So you can do that simply by going to ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. It'll forward you right to iTunes. All right, so let's talk about content. There's so many different types of content, but the really important types of content that matter are, number one, your product descriptions. If you write really thorough and in-depth product descriptions with good copywriting, you're way more likely to close a sale on a product. If you write buying guides for your collections, you're way more likely to close sales on products, especially from top-of-the-funnel traffic. If you write blog posts for popular topics in your niche, you're likely to get traffic for those topics, and then of course those might lead to sales in the long run. Those are the main types of content, but generally speaking, it takes a while and it can be expensive to make content, so I would recommend making a budget for that, and I would recommend spending more on content in the beginning than on ads. The key here is to launch ads, but keep your budget low and instead invest in getting content made for your e-commerce store. That's the most important thing. The way you can enhance your content and get more backlinks is actually by creating videos out of the written content. There's automated video software programs like EasyVid WikiMaker and Content Samurai and things like that. But for the most part, you can also hire VAs to do this for you. And it's just a really good thing to do to grow your business because people consume content are way more likely to buy from you. You can also syndicate and distribute the content via email marketing and social media marketing, which helps get social links and backlinks and drive people directly to your products and your question pages and things like that. So I recommend doing that, setting up automated email flows for your content once you get it done. And sharing your content via social media constantly, setting up an app called like Buffer, and every month just set up the entire month with the content to share to your Facebook page. And a Facebook group if you have it, okay? Because that'll help you to really engage with your audience more, and it'll help you to, get more leads. Content is also great for after the sale. So when customers purchase a product, they need to get content based on, like, how long it's going to take to deliver, what the installation or assembly process is like, and also trying to sell them more products in the long run is also really good. You know, customer lifetime value is huge, so if you create content that continues to serve that person and you serve it to them, it's likely that they'll come back to your store for more in the future, okay? Once you have a business that's been around for multiple years, you'll start seeing a lot of returning customers, okay? And especially if you treat them really good, they'll come back to you, they'll refer your website to their friends, and their friends will come to you then, and so it's really worth it to keep an e-commerce store for like 5-10 years or longer, because the longer you build it out, the more likely it is it's going to grow organically, okay? So content marketing definitely is like the backbone of e-commerce, I would say. You can start an e-commerce store without much content, but it's probably not going to convert that well, okay? Even if you have all the conversion triggers in place without content, it's just not going to convert as well. People read content, people watch videos and sales videos, and that's how they get convinced to buy stuff, okay? So you have to be consistently creating content. If you can't do it yourself, just hire somebody to do it. You can hire a full-time writer with like online jobs or something. You can find a one-at-a-time writer via maybe Fiverr or even like a content broker service. You can go through one of those to get content done. But the key is that you want to make your website filled with awesome content. Another thing you can do is you can actually start a separate website entirely in your niche, but more of like just an informational blog website. And you can write, you know, best of articles. You can write review articles, informational articles, trending topic articles, things like that. And then you can try to get backlinks to that website. And then you can link to your e-commerce site from that website, especially to your product pages and the best of articles. Okay. And websites with big directories and resource articles on them and stuff like that tend to get ranked really well. So I would recommend making those because those work really good, And continue to scale and hire a writer full-time to work with you because it's just going to be worth it. The more you invest in content, the more likely it is your business is going to become more sustainable and have more sales that are organic and a lower ad cost, lower cost per acquisition, and higher customer lifetime value. So definitely worth doing, guys. So definitely get content going. If you want information on exactly how to do that, you can check out my YouTube channel or go into my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. I also provide done-for-you services and business-in-a-box services. So if you're interested in all that stuff, go to ecommerceparadise.com or check it out on YouTube at youtube.com/ecommerceparadise. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, guys, and I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode.